are $50 signed, he said. I have explained the concept to my associates, Mr. de Worde. It was not easy, I have to tell you.
Yeah, and if you don't put up, we'll come to your house, said Coffin Henry.
And do what? Said William.
Stand outside forever and ever and ever, said Arnold sideways.
Looking at people in a funny way, said the duck man.
Gobbing on their boots, said Coffin Henry.
William tried not to think about Mrs. Arcanum. He said, Now can I see the dog?
Shame, Ron, commanded the voice of Deep Bone.
Ron's heavy coat fell open, revealing Waffles blinking in the firelight.
You had him, said William.
That was all there was to it.
Bagger it.
Who's going to search foul old Ron? Said Deep Bone.
Good point, said William. Very good point. All smell him out.
Now, you got to remember he's old, said Deep Bone, and he wasn't exactly Mr. Brain to start with. I mean, we're talking dogs here.
Not talking dogs, said the voice hurriedly, but talking about dogs, I mean. So don't expect a philosophical treatise, is what I'm saying.
Waffles begged geriatrically when he saw William looking at him.
How did he come to be with you? Said William, as Waffles sniffed his hand.
He came running out of the palace straight under Ron's coat, said Deep Bone.
Which is, as you point out, the last place anyone would look, said William.
You'd better believe it.
And not even a werewolf would find him there.
William took out his notebook, turned to a fresh page and wrote, Waffles.
He said, How old is he?
Waffles barked.
16, said Deep Bone. Is that important?
It's a newspaper thing, said William. He wrote, Waffles, 16, formerly of the palace, Ankh-Morpork. I'm interviewing a dog, he thought. Man interviews dog. That's nearly news.
So, Waffles, what happened before you ran out of the palace? He said.
Deep Bone, from his hiding place, whined and growled. Waffles cocked an ear and then growled back.
He woke up and experienced a moment of horrible philosophical uncertainty, said Deep Bone.
I thought you said... I'm translating, right?
And this was on account of there being two gods in the room. That's two Lord Veterinaries, Waffles being an old-fashioned kind of dog. But he knew one was wrong because he smelled wrong. And there were two other men. And then...
William scribbled furiously. 20 seconds later, Waffles bit him hard on the ankle. The clerk in Mr. Slant's front office looked down from his high desk at the two visitors... sniffed and carried on with his laborious copperplate. He did not have a lot of time for the notion of customer service. The law could not be hurried. A moment later, his head was rammed into the desktop and held down by some enormous weight. Mr. Pin's face appeared in his limited vision.
I said, said Mr. Pin, that Mr. Slant wants to see us,
said the clerk. Mr. Pin nodded, and the pressure was relieved slightly.
Sorry, you were saying... said Mr. Pin,
watching the man's hand creep along the edge of the desk.
"'He's not seeing anyone!'
The words ended in a muffled yelp. Mr. Pin leaned down.
"'Sorry about the fingers,' he said. "'But we can't have them naughty little things creeping to that little lever down there, can we? No telling what might happen if you pulled that lever. Now, which one's Mr. Slant's office?'
"'Second door on... "'Left!'
the man groaned.
"'See, it's so much nicer when we're polite. "'And in a week, two at the outside, "'you'll be able to pick up a pen again.'
"'Mr. Pin nodded to Mr. Tulip, who let the man go. "'He slithered to the floor.
"'You want I should ing-scrag him?'
"'Leave him,' said Mr. Pin. "'I think I'm going to be nice to people today.'
"'He had to hand it to Mr. Slant. "'When the new firm stepped into his office... The lawyer looked up, and his expression barely flickered.
"'Gentlemen,' he said.
"'Don't press a ing thing,'
said Mr. Tulip.
"'There's something you should know,' said Mr. Pin, pulling a box out of his jacket. "'And what is that?'
said Mr. Slant. Mr. Pin flicked a catch on the side of the box.
"'Let's hear about yesterday,' he said.
The imp blinked.
Nip, 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 it said. It's just working its way backwards, said Mr. Pin.
What is this?
Said the lawyer.
Nip, 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 nip. It's valuable, Mr. Pin, so